News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Now, yesterday, a jury in Los Angeles found that Alphabet, Google and Meta were liable for $3 million in damages in a landmark social media addiction lawsuit. It's peanuts in the context of how much money these businesses are worth. But Jess Kelly, News Talk tech correspondent, it is a line in the sand, this, isn't it?
This is significant, and I don't think we can overstate the significance. When I look back at the history and the story of social media, there are a few landmark moments. One that stands out in my head always is the Cambridge Analytica scandal. This was the first time I think many users sat up and realised that big tech can misuse and abuse your information and that we are influenced. That was a key moment. This is definitely another one. So just to give a brief bit of background here, this case was brought by a 20-year-old woman and her parents. Initially, it was against, as you said, Alphabet, which is the parent company of Google, Meta, which is the parent company of Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp, then TikTok and Snap, the parent company of Snapchat. Before we got to the court, TikTok and Snap settled out of court. We don't know what they settled for. But the key point here with this case was that it didn't focus on whether or not the platforms were publishers or anything like that, which we've heard before. This was about the fundamental design of the app.
That which sucks you in.
What sucks you in, what keeps you there. So things like the infinite scroll. You've never, like, despite the time that I spend on Instagram, I've never completed Instagram. There's always something else there waiting for me. The dopamine effect of the likes, the reposts, the engagement, the lack of notifications and prompts to alert particularly younger users when they've spent a significant amount of time on the platform.
And what it's showing you as well, because of the way the algorithms are configured, it's designed to keep you on.
It's designed to keep you on, designed to go, oh, you were interested in this video, so here is a bit more of that. It's the fundamental design, but again, the content wasn't in question here. And what's really interesting is we heard from executives from Meta at this case. So we heard from Mark Zuckerberg, we heard from the CEO of Instagram, we heard arguments back and forth about the definition of addiction. The CEO of Instagram refuted that 16 hours of use on Instagram equated addiction. It was just a lot of use. So this is significant. As you mentioned there, they've been ordered to pay $3 million in damages. It's actually cumulatively, it's going to be $6 million because there's going to be compensatory damages and then punitive damages as well. The platform, they're saying that they're disappointed and they're going to appeal. But this is like, this is going to be tied up for a while. But this is the opening of the floodgates. We know between now and the summer, there's a whole swarm of these cases coming down the tracks right across America.
So it sounds like it's a drop in the bucket, but it's a big bucket. And there's an opportunity to fill it here. OK, Jess Kelly, News Talk's tech correspondent. Thanks very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.